got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, a Hola, a Si Señor, Como Telly Boo. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know, and you can know, how do you know when you are approaching Christ? An amazing question. Know thyself, and you can know. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, of course, but you can still, you don't have to miss it. You can still listen to it on your iPhone. I mean, not your iPhone, on your phone. I'm used to saying iPhone, iPad. But you can listen to the show on your phone, anywhere in the world, as it is happening, by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is also amazing that it is Tuesday again already. In November is, and every Tuesday is, yeehaw! Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. Let the dogs out. Let the dogs out. Amazing. Hassan dog. Who let the dogs out? A little piece of advice for those who want it. And for those who don't want it, right on. It's not for you. Stay in your misery. Love your thrills. And call it life if you like. That's your God gave you the gift of life to do what you want. It's on you. But for those who want to be free and have peace, these recommendations, little advice are for you. Know thyself, men and women who want to be free, and you can be free. You really can. You're not locked in, unless you want to be. Listen up. One of the worst things that you can do to yourself, I mean the worst, but not the only worst. It's just one of them. And the reason I am mentioning it to you because so many people are doing this. I counsel with people every day around the world, and they all do the same thing. I'm like, what the? But I understand it. I do understand it. One of the worst things that you can do to yourself, and you should not do it. But if you want to do it, do it. What the? One of the worst things you can ever do, and I recommend for your own soul's sake, your own self, you stop doing it immediately. And you'll see. But one of the worst things that you can do to yourself is condemn yourself. Condemnation, you don't know the depths of evil that you bring upon yourself when you condemn yourself. When you condemn yourself, you bring death upon yourself. I mean, to a depth that you don't even realize until you stop doing it. And you're like, what the? Why was I doing that? You have no idea. When you condemn yourself, what you're doing is pure evil. And you bring it upon yourself. Condemnation of oneself is the worst thing you can do. I recommend you stop doing it. But do what you want. And the reason for it is that you are taking responsibility for evil. You're saying that you are evil. And you think that the things that you're doing to hurt yourself and others, whatever it may be, bad or good, no such thing as good hurt, but bad or whatever, you think you are doing it. You think there is a you to do it, and then you condemn what you think is you. Not knowing that you're going deeper into hell. How can you condemn yourself for something that happened through you when it wasn't you? There's no you to condemn yourself, so you call evil you. I'm guilty, you say. I can't believe I did that, you say. So I recommend that you, for those who want to be free, that you stop condemning yourself. Evil wants you to do it. It tells you that, I can't believe you did that. And you're like, yeah, I can't believe I did that. And you had nothing to do with it. Whatever it might be, it doesn't matter what it was, really, and when it happened. So I recommend that as of right now, never condemn yourself again. Death must precede life. The death of illusions. The death of illusion. The death of false identities. That's what happened with Christ. Christ died from illusions. Illusions, right? You thought that he was dying another kind of death, but it was a death of delusions, illusions, and craziness. Human nature is crazy. And you must die from illusions in order to have life. Eternal life is for all who want it. And Christ died from illusions so that you could have eternal life, real life, right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you leave your body. But you got to die daily from those illusions that you believe. So I recommend, amongst many things you need to let go of, but I recommend you, as of today, never condemn yourself again. You're hurting yourself. There's no you. And where there is no darkness, there is light. And you have to overcome the darkness. Evil don't have to continue to live inside of you. But it's up to you, right? Just a little advice this morning, because I hear it all the time. People cry and they say, I did this and I feel this way. And this, I did that. I can't believe what I did. I'm like, what the? Drop it. It wasn't you. It really wasn't you. Anyway, today is Veterans Day. And we're going to kind of recognize the veterans. We have a little something Nick going to read off there for you.
What is a veteran? A little image here from Derek. A veteran, nice to define this, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his life. That is an honor, and there are way too many people in this country today who no longer understand that fact.
Amazing. Happy Veterans Day today. I wore my veteran shirt. Isn't that amazing? Happy Veterans Day today to the veterans. Amazing. Good versus evil. Yesterday, we reported to you that an illegal, according to the report, hate said with your chest, Nick.
Happy Veterans Day, veterans.
You said it like you were saying it in your sleep. But yesterday, we told you that over in Chicago, according to a report, one of the ICE agents were shot at over there in Chicago. There must be a lot of illegals in Chicago, too. Well, no, there are, because the government over there totally support illegal aliens. Even the black people mad at the government for supporting the illegal alien over them. What the? So we told you about one of the ICE agents were shot at in Chicago. Well, according to Fox News report, an illegal immigrant with a criminal history has been arrested following a weekend shooting in which U.S. Border Patrol agents were shot at in Chicago. Watch this.
Hey, Martha, that is the breaking development that Border Patrol agents, or federal agents, I should say, now have a suspect in custody for firing at Border Patrol agents on Saturday. The video we have is after the shots were fired. People mobbed to the scene. Chicago police showed up to control the scene. But DHS says Saturday morning, Border Patrol agents were operating in the predominantly Hispanic Little Village neighborhood when a man drove up in a Jeep, opened fire, and drove away. No one was shot, but investigators collected shell casings and video from the scene. There was a joint investigation of the FBI, ATF, and Chicago police. That suspect is from Mexico and, again, in custody.
They've got a suspect in custody, an illegal alien that has a past conviction for firearms, a past felony conviction for firearms. This suspect's in custody, and they're pursuing leads based on this suspect. It appears he was in the Jeep, and he was armed.
Now, over the weekend, DHS also released pictures of federal vehicles that were damaged. The agency says at least four cars were rammed while operating over the weekend. They were also boxed in and pelted with everything from bricks to paint cans.
Amazing. I never imagined that in my country, one day I would see people on the streets try to protect illegal aliens, criminals, that they would be attacking the men who are trying to protect the American citizen. Did you ever imagine that? I didn't. And I remember years ago we would report this kind of stuff happening in foreign countries. I never thought it was possible in America, but it is. It is. And it is happening, and it's real. Evil is real. Amazing, huh? The Hill is saying that, is reporting that Customs and Border Protection officers said that, officials said that Latin Kings Street gang leader, Latin Kings Street gang leader have issued a shoot on site order targeting agents involved in immigration operation in Chicago. Shoot on site, according to a report. Why is this from Fox News?
On top of that, an alert went out to Border Patrol warning them that the leadership of the street gang, Latin Kings, has put out a directive to shoot on site immigration officers and federal agents operating in Chicago as part of Operation Midway Blitz.
Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. In a Judeo-Christian nation, this is what you're dealing with now. It wasn't like this always. I remember when my country was amazing. When I was growing up down in Sweet Home, Alabama, under the so-called Jim Crow law, it was totally better. It was different. It was orderly. It was amazing. And you never would have imagined that one day it would get to this. It's just, growing up, when I first moved to L.A., at 18, it was just beautiful. Opportunities everywhere, weather, palm trees, clean streets, and less crime, way less. You just never imagined that. The government of the United States of America, the government of the cities would create this type of confusion for personal gain. Really, that's who's doing it. They leave the borders open. They let the criminals out of jails and prisons. They get rid of no bail bond. And they stifle the Second Amendment so you can't even protect yourself. Now you're afraid and angry and running wild. The government is loud, and then they give you drugs on top of that. Free needles, free pot, everything to keep you under control. Look how they have controlled the blacks for the last 70 years. And not all the blacks, not all, but most. They've been controlled by government, and they have a socialist mentality. That's why when anyone comes along, they say they're socialists. The blacks applaud it because they have a total socialist mentality. The black men and the women, and not all, but most. We have a government that is socialist, communist, and they love power, perceived power, because not the real power, and control. They can't figure out how is it that the great white hope, Donald Trump, keep winning. They be like, because yesterday they voted according to the the New York Times. The Senate voted to pass the, reopen the government. And the media is having a fit. He keep winning. Why? Why does he keep winning? Talking about the Great White Hope. I call him the Great White Hope. Some people call him King. Some people call him King. And they have King rallies in honor of the King. Donald Trump never called himself a king, but some, a lot of Americans and non-Americans do. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The world, the wind, and the sea obeys him. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. And according to the New York Times, the Senate passed legislation to reopen the government after 8 senators in the Democratic caucus broke with the party and supplied critical backing. The measure now heads to the House. This is from CBS Miami. Watch this.
Late last night, the U.S. Senate finally passed a bill aimed at reopening the government. Well, now the legislation heads to the House as soon as tomorrow before it can then head to the president's desk for his signature.
So last night, though, 8 Democratic caucus members joined Senate Republicans to pass a bill which would fund the government through January 30th. Now, this measure reverses shutdown-related layoffs and guarantees back pay for federal workers. It also incorporates spending bills that include SNAP food assistance funding. The split, though, has sparked backlash, especially since the deal did not include the Democrats' key demand, which was to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Given the fact that, as everybody knows, what the fight was about was health care, it was a loss.
I saw some reports on this last night, and the media was like, the Democrats caved. They say Donald Trump won again. Why? How is it that he keep winning? I keep on winning. Winning for the world to change. Keep on winning. Winning for the world to change. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If what you're looking for is peace and love and joy, he's the one that sacrifices life for me. Amazing. If what you're looking for is peace and love and joy, he's the one that sacrifice for life for me. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. Amazing, huh? They're like, why? Why he keep winning? They don't know the source, the spirit that made a home in him and driving him now. The same spirit that drove Christ, made a home in Christ, has made a home in Donald Trump. And you can have it too if you want it, but you got to open yourself up and welcome it and stop loving evil. You love evil because if you didn't love evil, you let it go. You drop it. You love your anger. You love your fears. Your jealousy, your strife, your revengeful nature. You love doubting. You love your emotions. You love it because if you didn't, you would drop it. All you had to do is drop it. It'll be done. Where there is no darkness, is light. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. And Donald Trump knows it. You don't understand it because you're angry and you don't know. You know, you think anger is winning and not knowing that anger is losing. When you have anger, resentment, whatever you want to call it, you're losing in life. You're not winning. But the mind, which is not your own, tell you that you're winning. It tell you, who would you be if you didn't fight back? They would think that you're weak if you didn't fight back with anger. Who will I be if I'm not emotional, you say? You have identified with evil. Who will I be if I don't hate? Who will I be if I don't think? If I stop thinking, who will I be? Who will I be if I don't condemn myself, you say, as though there's a self to condemn? What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. And Donald Trump's like, don't worry, I got it. What are you going to do, Mr. President, if they don't shut the government down soon? Oh, don't worry. I love figuring things out, he says. And it's driving the children of evil crazy. In the same way when you go to your mama to forgive her, and all people have to do it, all who are born of the woman, of the flesh, must be born of the spirit of the Father. And when you go to your mama to forgive her, mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. You did the best you could. Mama cry and pretend she doesn't understand. Or she get mad and she said, I need to forgive you. Like, what the? Mommy, you don't need to forgive me. You created me in your image. And then she built an army against you. Your own mama. She called up the weak family and say, oh, he or she said they need to forgive me. I had him or her. Like she was God and she had him. She didn't have him. That life was put inside of her by the Creator. Amazing, huh? Who will I be if I don't have a woman? Or if I don't have a husband, a man? They say. It was said in the Word. It's best not to be married. But if you just gotta burn, you just gotta have it. Get married. It's best to be, but it's best not to even get married. But the world tell you, you gotta get married. There's something wrong if you don't. Because they want you to suffer in the same manner that they're suffering. The absence of light, of darkness, of evil, is good. The light. I gotta take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats and more breaking news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. I got this, received this text from a friend who said, will you stop singing? No. I will not stop singing. Don't be jealous. Announcements. Announcements. Personal shout outs. The holiday season is upon us again. A lot of you want to wish people happy Thanksgiving, your loved ones. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever the occasion may be. Birthday. Encouragement. Thank you. Whatever it may be, I'll do the shout out for you. And they are amazing. So go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And Christmas time is coming up, so get your orders in on time so we can have them shipped back out to you on time. And they won't be late for Christmas. They won't be late for Thanksgiving, whatever the occasion. So go to, we have the punchy coffee. We have the mugs and T-shirts. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Unfortunately, the coffee is only, we can only send it out right now to the United States, but all the other merch we can ship worldwide. jesseleepeterson.shop. And we have some amazing. I will sign the books for you, and the books are amazing, too. Everything amazing. What the? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Austin, Texas, and talk to Micah. Micah, a first-time caller. You are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, you like, hey, Micah.
Hello.
Are you on the speaker or something, Michael? Micah?
No.
Okay, go no. ahead. Go ahead.
Do you like the Coon Train Boogie song? You put it on your show last time.
Hold on, Micah. Hold on. It sounds like he's talking through a can or something. Derek, check him out, his phone out and let me know. So I put him on hold for now. Let me go to... Hold on, Micah. Your phone is not clear. Let me go to Jay, a first-time call out of California. Jay, you are on the air.
I made it on. God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jay.
You a good person, man. God bless you. all the good work you're doing. They don't know what you're doing.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
They don't know what you're doing. You do it. You do it real good. I see it. But I was wondering how do I forgive if my mom dead or my dad dead? How do I forgive them?
You said
how do I do that?
They you said they have expired. Your dad.
Yeah, both my parents expired.
Oh, okay.
Well, they expired. They.
You said what now?
I said they're in a better place. They didn't expire, but yeah, they're in a better place. But God bless you, Jesse. I see everything you do, man. You good people.
You forgive them by realizing just as you can't help yourself, the things that have happened through you, you can't help yourself. They could not help themselves. And they did the best that they could. And when you realize that, you will forgive them. And God will forgive you and make you free. Because you can't.
But how do I go and tell them I forgive you?
Well, you don't need to. When you realize, when they're dead, so you can't go to them. But when you realize that you are wrong for being angry at them, now that you're older, you realize you're wrong, they can't help it. Then you're admitting that you're wrong and God will forgive you. You'll be fine. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I went to your website, and I did it a couple times, but I've been falling off lately.
Oh, okay.
I've been falling off lately.
When you realize that, yes, my parents messed up with me, but they could not help it, and I'm wrong for being angry at them, and you can't go to them because they're dead.
That's all I need to do. I need to put that thought in my head. That's
just realize that they can help themselves just like you can help yourself. Something else is driving you. And then make sure you stay with the silent prayer so you can stay present and know where you are at all times rather than being in your head.
I can't believe I'm talking to you, man. I told my girl I'm going to talk to Jesse Lee Peterson one day. Told her.
Amazing.
God bless you.
You too.
God bless you.
You too, Jay. And you stay with it. I promise you, man, if you stay present rather than being in your head thinking about the past.
I'm not scared of death or nothing like that. Shit don't scare me, but right. I told my girl, I'm going to just talk to Jesse Lee Peterson one day. I'm going to talk to him.
Well, right
and
on.
I'll talk to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you stay.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. And you keep working on yourself, all right?
Yeah, I'll keep working on myself.
All right.
Man, yeah. I can't believe this shit.
Oh, well, I don't.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jay. Call me again.
All right.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me try Micah again. The first time I call out of Texas. Micah, let's try it again.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
I can. Let's go ahead.
Do you like the Coon Train Boogie song?
The Coon Train Boogie song?
Yeah, you had it on your show.
Okay. I don't remember, but if I had it, like it.
It goes like, it's a great song. It goes like this. What the Obama is the fallen Messiah through the silent prayer.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Everybody and their mama's going to vote for Trump. Amazing.
Amazing.
There's no such thing as racism. I grew up on a plantation.
Oh, no, that's recent. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I was dancing to that song last time.
Right on.
What about you? Do you dance to that song?
No.
And the biblical question?
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
I approach Christ through church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Amazing.
Yeah, when I see your Sunday church service.
Right on.
Yeah, that's how I approach Christ.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I'm going to have to go because your phone is not real. It's not working very well, but I got it. And thank you for responding to the biblical question. I appreciate it.
Okay.
888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Bulghar Wolf. Bulghar Wolf. Welcome new JLP show member, YouTube supporter.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors. I might have said this. Games for Rec, Aries 1, Greenwall, and the rest. Thanks as always.
Right on.
And he says, biblical question answer.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
When you come to an end of, quote unquote, yourself. Hashtag to keep it pithy. Salute emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Mr. Heat also bought a coffee. Another one. Listeners, know your true identity. Learning will cease. Being will reign forever when you know that you are simply loved in the beloved. That's it. That's all. From this truth, all blessing will flow, says N.
N?
N Heat.
N Heat?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, N Heat. Amazing.
Thank you,
you
sir.
Don't know, really don't know how much God love you. Really. You won't know until you stay present. When you open up so the light can come in and stay present, you have no clue that God truly loves you. Really don't. To just say it because you read about it or you heard about it or you have ideas about it is not knowing that God loves you. Really. But when you really, men and women, and I hear it all the time, who will stand with it, stand with, and most people don't stay with it because they say it's too painful. It takes too long. What the? But when you stay with it, you will know that God loves you and he was taking care of you, not in your mental way you think. You can't think about this. You have to be it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin.
Oh, the wall going up.
Indeed it is.
I haven't seen that shirt in a while.
I know, me neither.
Oh, the wall going up. Can they still buy that shirt?
I don't know. I started to say I assume so.
Assume.
But that might not be wise. Wall. Let's search wall on Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, the wall going up in black ink or on white or other colors? Or in white ink on black or other dark colored t-shirts.
Oh, the wall going up.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Nice.
Calvin in Ohio bought a coffee. To answer your question, yes. 1,000 times, yes. It is completely wrong for a business, private or public, to refuse service to anyone because of race, religion, or any type of discrimination. It is against the law. Again, because we know you're slow, it is against the law.
Black and slow.
Civil Rights Act of 1964. If you think otherwise, you are clearly not the 100% American you claim to be. Simple as that, says Calvin in Ohio.
Thank you, Calvin. But what you don't know, prior to the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, there was no law that said you could not resist service to anyone that you want. Really. They made that law because they want to control the people. And it is not wrong, and it's not against real law, but yeah, it's against a made-up law, to resist service in your own private business to black people or white people, whomever you want to. To refuse service is your right. It's your business. It's your company. You can do what you want with your own business. What the? But they made those laws up. Because the blacks were trying to impose on the white people, force themselves to go into white people's establishments that they built themselves. It wasn't even funded by the government. And that is wrong. You have no right to make somebody let you into their business. I don't care what color you are. Uh, Derek said it is my producer. He black. It is morally wrong, yes, but this is a free country and no one is being harmed. How is it morally wrong? What does that mean?
I think it's reading into somebody's heart because your caller yesterday, that woman, Lee, maybe, who acted like she's all nice and then she turned all nasty real fast.
Right.
She said it's hate to discriminate, but it's not necessarily based on hate.
It's not.
It's based on a good policy sometimes.
We discriminate. Human beings discriminate all the time.
Sometimes it hurts the weak-hearted to discriminate, but sometimes you got to be tough and manly.
But people always discriminate. Look how people get mad when you don't agree with them.
Indeed.
They attack you.
But that's discrimination based on hate. But there's discrimination based on a strong, strict moral policy.
It was wrong. It was it was wrong back then for the black to impose on the white people businesses. And you're going to serve me whether you like it or not. They would go inside of you people, private cafes and things like that, sit at the counter and make them serve them. White people like, what the? Are you crazy? Where did that idea come from? And then they pass a so-called law. What a mess. But thank you, Calvin.
It's like forcing yourself on a girl if you're a guy.
Yeah.
Or a gal forcing herself on a gay guy.
What a mess.
I'm going to make you love me. Truth.
I'm staying. And you. You gonna love me.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. What's wrong with the English? The immigrants are ruining their economy. Meanwhile, Poland has a strong immigration policy, and their economy is accelerating. I love Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it.
White people are just weak in their own countries. They have allowed the people of color to just take over. And it's mind-blowing to me. Don't be afraid and deal with it in the right way, but don't be afraid. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Truth for Jesus. Ryan bought a coffee. Shout out to my brother Stefan, his wife and son who live in Wales. Amazing. All is well. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, God bless.
Shout out. To my brothers and sisters in Wales.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. And Heat with yet another. What a blessing to be fully known and yet perfectly loved. Love never fails. It makes whole. Hashtag 1 Corinthians 13.
Amazing. Thank you. Bible Thumper Thursday.
On a Tuesday. Very cool.
Yeah.
Kevin, over on Bond JLP on Cash App. Very generous, sir. He says, we are all blessed.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate very much the support. Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, says Fazul. Thank you for your service.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Thank you for letting me be myself again. Remember that song?
Yeah, I remember you singing it before. It's a good song. It sounds like a good song.
Amazing.
You even sang the instrumental part. Swickly said, over on Pill.net.
E-Black.
A veteran-owned platform, I heard, Pill.net. Did you know? And Jesse Lee Peterson is on Pill.net.
Pill.net. Happy Veteran Day.
Swickly gifted the shades, saying, Happy Veterans Month. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you. Is it a whole month?
Well, over on pill.net, it must be.
Oh, okay. Right on. Thank you.
Anthony L. gifted the salt shaker. Very handy.
Right on. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony. Nice. Amazing. Let me go to Tony out of California. This should be interesting. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, sir. It's amazing how you always contradict yourself.
How
and
you
the
spell
reason
it?
I'm saying that.
How you spell it?
And the reason
Tony,
I'm saying
how do you spell it?
Because you said
Tony, how do you spell contradiction?
No cook, I ain't calling you for no spelling bee. I'm calling you to say you about yourself. But the thing is, sir, is this. You always saying there's no good in men, but then you call Donald Trump good. That's amazing, bro.
I call him the great white hope.
Jesse, we all heard you just say that Donald Trump is good.
When did I say Donald Trump was good?
You just said that about 20 minutes ago.
Well, you misheard,
Look
Tony.
On your tape, Jesse.
Let me tell you this. I said, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him.
When do the wind and the sea obey him, Jesse?
And then I said, some people call him king. They have king rallies around the world.
Before you said that, Jesse, before you said all that,
and then I said, some people call him daddy.
Yeah, the children
but
that he
I call with. Him the great white hope. Amazing, huh?
Okay, that's crazy.
How is that crazy?
You know, because that's what coons do.
You don't think that he's the great white hope?
Oh, don't worry, Jesse. His day is coming.
Do you think that he's the great white hope?
His day is coming. And all that evil that he's doing, he don't even want to feed the children. He don't even want people to have health care. Watch out how high health care going to go since this new law has been implemented. You don't care either because
Tony,
you don't care nothing but nobody.
Tony, you're in favor of paying for lazy people who don't want to work for themselves.
Work ain't no work, Jesse. We have lost millions of jobs since he's been in office.
That's not the question. I ask.
No, that is the question.
You okay with paying for lazy people who don't want to work for themselves?
Jesse, what's your Bible say?
That's not the question, Tony.
Poor people among you.
I ask you a question. Are you okay of work of your tax dollars if you have a job? Your tax dollars. Going to lazy people who just want to lay up and have babies and smoke pot all day
instead of going to Israel, instead of going to Israel,
I'm going to ask you one more time because you never answer
I'm asking you a question, Jesse.
Are you okay with taking care of lazy people?
Here in America, yes.
Are you okay of taking care of illegal aliens?
Killing aliens?
Are you okay with taking care of illegal aliens?
What's your Bible said? Take care of your neighbor. That's not the question.
You don't know nothing about the Bible. Are you okay with taking care of illegal aliens?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
E-Black.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole lot of men.
mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, November 11th, AD 2025. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the coming next 2 hours. Nice. And 888-775-3773. There is more great stories and more awesome super chats. Thank you, guys, to get to. But right now is fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says, Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Ceremonies and tributes will be held across the country today to honor the millions of men and women, I guess, who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Since the it is a federal holiday, many public schools, banks, and even post offices will be closed. And, you know, about those flight delays, airlines, according to CNN, commie nonsense, are required to cut 6% of their flights at 40 major airports today, following an order from the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. This is expected to trigger more widespread delays and cancellations at some of the nation's busiest airports. Reductions due to air traffic controller shortages and FAA-mandated cuts implemented during the government shutdown to slow air traffic amid limited staffing. Massive delays impacted thousands of travelers in recent days. As you may know, you may have heard, or you may have experienced it yourself, who knows, with some of the most severe disruptions in Chicago, New York, and New Jersey. On Monday, arrivals in Chicago were delayed an average of 5 hours. Woo. And that was just with a 4% service reduction. Aviation experts, they say the situation could worsen. With the airlines required to cut 8% of flights by Thursday, 10% by Friday. Friday? So we'll see what happens. I don't know. But I thought the shutdown was stopping, and so Trump told them to get back to work, and he wanted to reward the people who didn't do that sick-out stuff. So I don't know, continue to work without getting paid and didn't call out sick and work a side job instead. The longest shutdown in U.S. history could be over within days if the Senate, after the Senate yesterday, Monday, approved a bill to reopen the federal government. House set to vote on the bill tomorrow, Wednesday. Okay. And then it will head to the president, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's desk for his signature. The deal would restore critical services like federal food aid, as well as pay for hundreds of thousands of federal so-called workers. Some of them actually working, others, This comes after a block of eight so-called moderate Democrats, if there is such a thing, on Sunday broke ranks and joined the Republicans to support a funding measure to reopen the federal government without securing the party's demand for a guarantee of extension of enhanced Affordable Care Act Obamacare subsidies, which would help millions of so-called Americans and even some illegals afford insurance. All eight gave final approval Monday night, including Dick Durbin, Tim Kaine, I heard. So, nice, whatever. And the frigid temperatures. Some cities in the southeastern USA today could face some of their coldest early November temperatures in decades. On Monday, a foot of snow piled up on the Great Lakes. Wow. Snarling travel and forcing business closures. Daily record lows will be threatened today in parts of Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, the Carolinas, southeastern Louisiana, and even Florida. Jacksonville, Florida, expected to hit 30 degrees within hours if it hasn't already happened, marking the earliest it's been that cold in the fall since 1976. Pretty cool stuff. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Don't forget to like the videos. Hit like right now as I am speaking. Like the videos. Like the videos. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And my biblical question, a doozy. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? You hear a lot about Christ. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you're like, "Wow, I wanna still hear it as it is happening." You can. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you should have peace of mind. Do you have peace of mind? You should have peace. So, you can podcast the show, but no matter where you're doing and where you're going, you can listen on your phone as it is happening in the gym, at the protest, at breakfast or lunch or dinner, wherever, on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday remind me of the good old days when America was America, when it was home of the free and the brave, when people judged based on character and not color, when we pray for one another but not hate one another. It reminds me, Country and Western Tuesday reminds me of that. Yee-haw!
Yee-haw!
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what the?
Me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Whoa.
Amazing. in the first hour, and you can like the shows. Don't forget, you can podcast, but like. In the first hour, I said stop. I recommend stop condemning yourself. Condemnation is not good. And what you need is an explanation. Explanation is all that you need. Once you have an explanation, everything becomes clear to you. Explanation is what you're looking for. Not condemnation, but explanation. Amazing, huh? What the? And today is Veteran Day. And happy Veteran Day to all the veterans out there, the men. Amazing, huh? I want to go to first-time caller out of Washington. I guess, is this Washington State there or Washington, D.C.? Okay. First-time caller, Caesar, out of Washington State. Caesar, you are on the air.
Hey, a little slight correction. Good morning, Jesse. Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia.
Oh, nice. I thought it may be, but he had Washington That's State. Right. My
the
bad.
Capital of the United States. Yes, sir. No bag at all. No bag at all.
Right on.
It's all forgiven. Love you, my brother. You're doing good work in the Lord. I have to ask you, sir, and I heard the question, where did you get that wonderful patriotic shirt from? That thing is banging, man. I like to have one to wear around here in district inside the Beltway just to let them know where I stand. Come on, man.
I wish I can tell you, Caesar, but it was a gift, and I don't know where they got it from.
Wow. Okay, that's it. I'm going to take a picture of it and see if I can get a copy. I'm just teasing.
Oh, okay.
Look, you work in the Lord. Fun fact, our good brother, what was the guy's name? The comedian, his name is escaping me right now. He went down south and he had, ordered, a meal and, Dick Gregory ordered a meal and he said, they don't serve the N-words here. And he said, that's fine. I don't eat N-words, you know, and it was just a moment in time that you couldn't come back. And it was just beautiful, man.
And that's so, how it used to be in the good old days. If somebody don't want you at their house, if they don't want to play with you, they have a right. You don't have a right to be mad at them because they want to run their business the way they want to run it.
That's it. So in other words, if somebody want me to make a special cake for them, in quotes, then I don't have to make that cake. Is that what my understanding is?
That's right. that's right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Without offending anybody, And so,
but you're right about that. It's amazing to me how people have been so entitled and spoiled. They think you're just supposed to do what they want you to do, no matter what.
Despite whatever the law says or what your morality may be.
Yes.
How can you force your views on me when I can't force my views on you?
Absolutely.
That's how it works.
Absolutely. Jesse, so you are a veteran?
Yes, sir. Served the United States Navy.
Happy Veteran Day, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for saying thank you.
Yeah.
Hayes Gray and underway, man. We're doing, God has really blessed me to make some good friends of all colors and stripes, Jesse.
Right on.
I love those. And if anything they need, here you go. Greater love has no man than he what? That would sacrifice his life for his friends.
Oh,
and those guys are my... Come on, that's what it says, doesn't it?
That's right.
And I'm telling you. And so to get to your question, if you don't mind... Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, to get to your question, I'm not sure if I...
The biblical question?
Yes, sir, the biblical question. Yes,
how do you know when you are approaching Christ?
Okay. The Bible verses that come to my mind, that Christ came to seek and save that which is lost. And he says, I have not chosen you, but you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So I think in the sense where you feel or God is prompting you that you are not standing in his good graces and that you have to make an adjustment and change before you leave this physical world. Now, anything after that, you know, you have to pay your wages, you have to pay your dues. But if God is approaching you in a way that lets you know that you are not quite exactly, you know, following his lead and how he told you to get to heaven, then, you know, hey, that I might have to make some adjustments. If you don't, it's all on you.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I put my two cents on Sunday. But let me ask Caesar, do you spell your name with an A or an E?
An A. It's my dad said it was an Italian spelling. I don't know where it came from, but I just take his word for it. You know, we'll go with that. Now,
right.
I haven't had rendered what's needed due to me. You know, IRS is taking stuff away from me, as a matter of fact. You know, but that's another day for another subject, man.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. It's good to hear from you. Call me again, and happy Veterans Day.
Yes, sir, and I will pray for you and the staff always, because y'all are doing a wonderful job. And just one more thing. I miss Charlie, man. I really miss Charlie. Man, I miss him. It still hurts. Yes, sir.
May his soul rest in peace.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, buddy.
Man, got you. God bless.
All right, you too. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Pennsylvania and talk to Chris, a first-time caller out of PA. Chris, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Chris.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, welcome. Thank you.
I've got a question for you. How do you show love to a father who won't show love back to you?
By not...
When you say...
Go ahead.
When you say to return to the Father, if you don't, you can't return to your heavenly Father.
Right. If you don't love your earthly Father, you will never love God. You will not be able to turn to God. And you love your earthly Father by not resenting him. Don't be angry at him. Don't have any hate or resentment. Then you will love him.
Well, it's gotten to a point now where I don't want to go away from my Father or not visit on Christmas or anything like that. But part of me feels like that's a hate for him, and I don't know how to have a relationship with him then.
Do you resent your anger at him?
No.
But it's
difficult to be around him.
And why?
Because he has anger still.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to hang around him. You honor your parents by not resenting your parents. Forgive them and then go and live your life. And if you want to be around them, you can. If you don't, you don't. You have no obligation to do it, because if you're around them and you don't want to be there, then that's not love. You're doing it out of anger and not love.
Okay.
But you don't have to hang around them. Just don't be angry at them. They cannot help themselves.
Yeah, and I wanted to present your information to them that he needs to forgive his parents, but I don't think he'll listen.
Have you gone and forgiven him?
Yes.
You told him?
Yes.
What'd you say to him?
Forgive me for resenting you.
No, that's the wrong way. Father, Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. You did the best you could. And then God will forgive you. Human beings don't, you're not supposed to ask human beings for forgiveness. Human beings do not forgive. Only God forgive. Human beings admit when they're wrong. And then God will forgive.
So because I didn't do it the right way the first time, I should do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You, Dad, I am wrong for resenting you. I'm sorry. I realize now you couldn't help. You don't have to say it exactly like that, but you don't want to ask for forgiveness from human beings. They don't have it. You forgive them by admitting you're wrong for resenting them, and God would change your heart from hate, from anger, from resentment to love. We have to admit that we are wrong for playing God. Anyone that has anger or resentment, which are both, are the same. you are playing God. You think you know what's right, and you think you know what's wrong. And so you judge yourself and other people based on what you think is right or wrong, when you really don't know what right or wrong is.
Well, I appreciate it, Jesse.
So, and when you go, and have you forgiven your mother?
I did it the same way, so I'll have to do it correct way.
Yeah, right. You apologize for resenting them. They did their best. They couldn't help themselves. Their parents screwed them up. And God will forgive you, and you go, and however they respond or react, that's in them and that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. So don't overreact to their whatever reaction they, if they react. You forgive them and go live your life.
Love you, Jesse.
All right. You stay
Thank
with
you so
them.
Much.
You're welcome. Stay with it, all right?
I will. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go all the way over to the UK. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Grant out of the UK. Grant, you are on the air.
Oh, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Grant.
It was just a little story I wanted to say. What happened to me last Thursday? I had an accident, but while I was asleep, a door fell on my head and cracked my head open, and there was blood everywhere. But the point was, I was so calm about it, and there was no panic.
Right,
there was blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And had the devil trying to tell me just to bandage it up and go back to bed. But I ignored him and went to the hospital, had it done. I was there for a few hours trying to get it done. Even when I was there, I was so calm. You know, I wanted, because it was very painful, I wanted painkillers. And they were taking their time, but I just let it ride and just let it carry on. I didn't moan. I didn't do anything. It was just amazing how calm I was.
Right on.
I didn't realize how calm I was until the day after. And it was very surreal, because normally that would have been the end of the world. I would have been angry.
Yeah.
I think for the situation, I might have even done more damage in my head by being angry.
Yep, absolutely.
It just went so smoothly and calmly. And it was just amazing to do, even when I look back on it now. The old me would have gone mad. I think I'd have done more damage to myself by the thoughts that are going into my head about what just happened. You know, why always me? Why her? Why this? Why that? But there was none of that. It was just calm. And it was amazing.
Amazing. Right on, man. So are you still healing? All is well?
Yes, yeah. I just bumped it just now while doing some painting, and it started bleeding again.
Yeah.
But it's healing nicely if I didn't do that.
Well, that is amazing. And you got to, you know, the spirit of truth says to be still and know me. Don't overreact. You don't need to overreact. Things work out much better when you don't overreact.
It was amazing that I didn't overreact.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The old me would have reacted so badly.
Yeah.
And been so angry and so blaming myself for everything. Why did I do this? Why did I put the door? Why did I do that?
Yep.
But there was none of that. It was just calm. I had a voice in my head saying, go back to bed. But I knew that was the devil.
Right on. Yep.
Trying to get me to do something that I shouldn't be doing.
Yep.
I bandaged it up from one of them car, you know, the car. They put an aid kit in the car. I used that to bandage my head up.
Okay.
And went straight to the hospital. And I was so calm. I drove there. They asked me. But when I got there, she started poking around. That's when I felt dizzy and sick and ready to faint. But while it happened, there was none of that.
Right on. Amazing.
Even with the doctors, I was so calm and collective and not wanting for them to do their job in a rush. You know, it was just peace. And it was amazing.
Well, right on, man. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets better.
And I can only say it down to the silent prayer.
Right on.
Kept me so calm. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Practice, stand present. Know where you are at all time. Amazing. Thank you, Grant. Amazing.
You're welcome, Jesse. And thank you for saving my life. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you stay with it.
I remember you saying that it becomes fun.
Yep, it does.
Doing this. And I kept thinking, what are you talking about? This is just still so, it was all so hard and I didn't see no fun in it and I was just in a rush.
Yep.
But now I can see it. The light comes on during the day without me trying to do anything.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm just, I would be in my thoughts and then it would just go off automatically. And I would just stay silent.
Amazing.
It's just beautiful. And I love it. I love you. I just love everything.
Right on. Stay with it, buddy.
And thank you, Jesse.
All right. Take care now.
And you, sir.
All the way over to UK. What the? I want to ask you about this. Then I get back to your calls and your super chats. A quick question. What do you think about this? When my producer gave it to me, I didn't really, this morning we were preparing for the show here, I didn't know really what to think about it. And so I've been thinking on it. This is from X. It's a relationship situation. A 34-year-old woman is seeking compensation from her 38-year-old ex-boyfriend of 10 years for some type of treatment. I don't know what that is. And she was fertilizing eggs and freezing eggs or something. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. But claiming he promised marriage and children while she paused her career to support his ambition. So according to this report, this female claimed that her 38-year-old boyfriend of 10 years, I guess encouraged her to, I don't know what that word is yet. Let me go and find out. I'll be right back, and I want to be clear with this word, so I'll be right back. Thanks for your patience. I got to update my computer here. He black. Okay, this story is interesting, so I want to see what you're thinking about it. What you think about it. I really do want to know. So, okay, I got it now. A 34-year-old female is seeking compensation from X. This is X. From her 38-year-old ex-boyfriend of 10 years for fertility treatment like IVF, whatever that is, and or egg freezing. What a mess. Claiming he promised marriage and children while she paused her career to support his ambitions, whatever those are. I don't know what that is. Watch this from Fox 5.
A 34-year-old woman is demanding her ex-boyfriend pay compensation, claiming he stole her childbearing years. After nearly a decade together, she says her 38-year-old ex ended things just as she was ready to start a family. She said she put her career and her goals on hold, believing they'd have kids, and now wants him to cover fertility treatments like egg freezing or IVF. Now, the story from the New York Post has gone viral, sparking a debate. Some call it justified. Others say it's absurd to blame an ex. Legal experts say her case wouldn't hold up in court, but it is raising some questions about love, timing, and who really pays the price when relationships end.
Amazing. So I got to ask Anchor Baby. He's a millennial. So I don't know what that is. What fertility treatment, IVF? What's that?
IVF stands for in vitro fertilization. And I'm not an expert on that, but it's when they do, like, when they use technology to fertilize one of those eggs that are inside women outside of her.
They take an egg
like
away
they freeze
from
the
her
eggs or put them out. Right.
Like Michael Jackson body.
Is that what happened with Michael Jackson?
No.
Oh.
I read somewhere that he wanted to preserve his body for a long time.
No, that's different.
Oh, okay.
That's different. But it might be, there might be freezing going on, but.
So IVF or egg freezing are both the same, huh?
Not necessarily, because IVF is, I believe, the part of the technology that deals with actually taking the egg and fertilizing it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it always is a frozen one. It may always just be frozen, but IVF stands for that, in vitro fertilization.
So why is she blaming him? Why does she want compensation? For what?
She was her childbearing years?
What?
Did they say childbearing years or something like that?
She claimed he promised marriage and children while she paused her career to support his ambitions. So she tried, I guess he want compensation because she was going to do this egg freezing thing and now he gone. And she put her career on pause. Now she want money. Or some type of compensation, according to the report. Is she wrong or right for that?
Oh, I think she's wrong for that. Because what women don't realize is that, yeah, although men can have babies or something like that, they say that women lose the ability to have babies or something like that. They kind of age out as well, just like women. You know, it's like marriage is like a young, you know, it's like something you do earlier on, et cetera.
But Sarah was 99 and Abraham was 100. So
I'm
they don't
the
necessarily
world.
Age out.
Right, right. I'm talking about the world.
Oh.
not them Bible people, you know, all close to God and all that. That's different. You could do anything with God.
Oh. I know what God can do. Amazing. So I don't think he owed her anything because they were together. She did what she really wanted to do, and he did what he wanted to do. She is responsible for herself, and he is responsible for himself. Women always want to take you to court and get some money. They take your children, and then they still want money. What the? But interesting report, though. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Samuel, out of Texas. Samuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Samuel.
Morning, Jesse.
Good
nice talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
I really appreciate you, man. I love your show. I don't watch every episode, but I watch you every chance I get. And
right on.
Honestly, didn't even expect to even speak to you this morning when I saw your phone number, but the question.
Hold that question for me. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Sure.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We'll be right back. know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. If you've not heard the Hake Report, you're missing it. The Hake, the guy with the good hair from 9 to 11. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Energy everywhere. Whether he's flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but of natural energy on Fridays. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right. And don't forget to support us. Like these videos. Make sure you support us, right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Let me go quickly back to Samuel. Samuel, you had a question. First time call out of Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to comment on how do you know when you're getting close to Jesus, in my opinion.
Yeah, how do you know when you are approaching Christ?
It's when you start feeling convicted for your sin and for your sinfulness. It makes me think of the verse where Peter told the Lord, "Go away from me, for I'm a sinful man." As he realized that Jesus was the holy Son of God, and in contrast to himself, he was just so filthy because he only saw that because he believed, in my opinion, and he felt so dirty. And I know from my own personal experience, I lived my whole life in rebellion. I was raised Catholic, and I hated God. I was scared of God, and literally was against him and, you know, did one of the things where I told myself, why take the risk if hell is real? If it's not real, there's no loss. Following the Bible and the teachings of the Lord are beneficial, so might as well. And then over time, Jesus revealed himself to me, and through continuing to seek him, he did change my mind about him and the Father and about, you know, eternal life. So that's what I think when you ask that question.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. But you said that, did you say you hated Jesus or God or both?
It was just one and the same for me as a kid growing up in a Catholic household.
And why did you hate him?
Because I was always in trouble, because he was always out to punish me. He was always out to get me, because if I hadn't been wearing my crucifix, then the devil was, you know, had access to me. And, you know, I thought when bad things happened that God was doing it to me, you know, and I went to prison for a long time. It was my own responsibility, but I blamed him, you know.
And you thought God, who told you that God doesn't punish nor does Christ, doesn't punish anyone for anything.
Right.
And who told you that he punishes you?
My grandparents raising me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic. It was mental illness, but you know, I was taught that way, and I just had to learn on my own. I went to, you know, seminary for quite a few years, and
you went you became a preacher?
I was.
You were a preacher?
Yes, sir.
You went
to
school to be a preacher?
Yes, sir. College credits, all that.
What? And it didn't work?
Oh, it absolutely worked. That's what I meant when I said I went to pursue him in case that it was real, and I found out that it is real.
And so now you don't hate him anymore?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm so appreciative and thankful, and grace is the most important thing in my life, and Jesus Christ, you know.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother and father?
Yes, I have an issue forgiving my mother, but I just, you know, I work it through in the moment of emotion or, you know, either missing her. She abandoned me, so it gets kind of tough. Even though I'm 52, I still have moments where I wish I knew what she was doing, if she was okay.
How old are you?
I'm 52.
So I asked you, had you gone and forgiven your mother and father? You said yes, but. So have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You went to her and told her?
No, I can't find her.
So you haven't gone and forgiven her then?
No, I can't find her, but I don't hate her. If I saw her, I would embrace her and tell her I loved her.
And why would you tell her that? Because you, what makes you think you love her? Because when you think of her, it kind of irritates you.
No, I'm not irritated. I guess I would say that I'm sad I missed out because she didn't want to spend time with me. She abandoned me. So
why didn't she want to spend time with you?
She got married to a Palestinian man, and this is like the 70s, 80s, and her whole life, you know, he influenced her with his culture. And so the husband is the all in all, the whole world for the wife. And she was so worried that she wouldn't have a man other than him, I think personally, that she, you know, put everything on the back burner, so to speak, to please him. And he was her whole world. And they were very abusive. I came from a very abusive household. You know, my grandparents raised me until I was about 10 years old. And then I went to live with them when she got married to this man. And he was extremely, extremely abusive. And when I say extremely abusive, I mean extremely abusive. Physically every single day of my life until I left home when I was 13 and hit the streets and started doing the street thing and ended up in prison. And
amazing. Have you forgiven him?
My stepdad? Yeah, I actually, I forgot, but when in 2009, I did find them and I went out to visit them in California where I'm from, and I did get to speak to my mom and embrace her and my stepdad. And I realized that I was just grateful that he was taking care of her and had never abused her and provided for her and gave her everything she wanted. And at this point, I had become a Christian.
And did you forgive him for being, quote unquote, abusive to you?
Yes.
You told him?
No, I didn't tell him, no.
Why didn't you tell him? Why do you think you've forgiven him and you've not told him?
Because I just don't wish any. He's passed now, and I just hope that he got his life right with Jesus. And my motives towards him, my feelings towards him, they're not hateful.
And why can't you find your mother?
I just can't. I don't know. I mean,
her mother doesn't know where she is?
Her mother's passed.
Oh.
Everybody's passed, and I don't know if she's passed yet. She doesn't have a Facebook and all that.
Where's your father, your real father?
He's passed.
Everybody
also.
Dead.
Yeah, man, I'm all alone.
Everybody dead, but baby Jessica's daddy. And so do you have your own family, like a wife and kids?
Yes, I don't. I have a son from a previous marriage, but I'm with a woman now going on 20 years.
And does she obey you?
No. Sometimes, man, sometimes.
Why you marry a woman that would not obey you?
You know how women are. They sell it, and then when you buy it, it's not what you paid for.
Exactly. So when you found out you didn't wasn't getting what you paid for, why did you return it?
I don't know. I love her, and I'm just not that type of person to give up.
If you loved her, you would return it.
Okay, I don't understand that. I've made a promise, you know.
What were your promise?
I made a promise to stay with her, take care of her, and love her.
And why did you make that promise?
Because I loved her. I love her.
And this is your second marriage, right?
Yes.
Do you have children with this second wife?
No, unable to.
And so you know that this second wife is not from God, right?
I thought that.
So why would you make a promise to the devil you're going to stay with his daughter?
Well, I didn't make a promise to the devil.
You did. It was from the devil.
Okay, well, he got one by me because I didn't see that.
You got a wife that would not obey you. Do you think God would give you a woman that would not obey you? God gives perfect gifts. Satan gives imperfect gifts.
Okay, I understand that, what you're saying. But I don't know any woman that is 100%.
But if you had not been looking for one, but just only seek the truth and nothing else or nobody else, if it's meant for you to have one, God would have given you one that would have been perfect for you.
Okay, I agree. But at the time, you know, I jumped in and here I am. So, yeah. You know.
I understand.
I didn't think of that. I just, we had good chemistry and we're best friends and.
Did you
We're
know
getting
that
older she, now, so.
Did you know that she couldn't have children before you married her?
No, it's me. It's my thing.
Oh, did she know you can make babies before she married you?
Well, we were able to. We had two miscarriages, but then I was found out to be where I couldn't.
You had a miscarriage?
No, my wife.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said had a miscarriage. But she had one, but not you, right?
Of course not me physically. But
so we didn't have a miscarriage. She had a miscarriage.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I took it very personally. So it affected me, and I say that, I guess, relatively to the fact that I endured it with her.
Amazing. Who are you?
Samuel, I'm a Christian.
Okay, so you told me your name and what club you belong to, but who are you?
I'm a God-fearing man who does everything he can to love Jesus and put him first and love others. And I work my butt off.
So you told me who you love and what you're doing, but you didn't tell me who you are.
Jesse, I don't know how to answer that.
And why not?
I just don't understand the question, I guess.
Who are?
No, I understand the words, Jesse, but I don't know how to answer.
So what is it like not knowing who you are?
It's just another day, Jesse.
It's just another day?
Yes, sir. Maybe you could enlighten me on how to answer that.
Are you happy not knowing who you are?
Jesse, I don't know how to answer that. I'm happy.
Not knowing who you are?
Life is tough. I don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry. Maybe you could help me out here.
You said life is tough?
No, life is good. Life is tough sometimes.
You want life to be easy?
No, I'm not saying that at all. No, I like a good fight. I'm a fighter.
But it's supposed to be easy. God said.
Sure.
His ways are easy. His burdens are light.
Sure. But we will have trouble. And when trouble comes, I don't back down. I like to face it.
Well, you won't have trouble. You'll have situations. Situations
happen. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But why is it that you don't know who you are? You know what you do. You know who you say you belong to. But what is it like not knowing who you are?
I don't know, Jesse. Who are you?
You want to know who you are? You want to discover who
you
are?
Yeah, sure. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I value you and what you say, so I would love to know. I hope you're not mocking me, making fun of me.
Not at all.
Okay.
Zero. The way you discover who you are by discovering who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not what you do. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're none of those things. When you can truly see who you're not, the real you will appear. When the not you disappear, the real you will appear, and you will know who you are, and it will be no doubt, and it will be amazing. But you got to know who you're not.
Okay.
So overcome who you're not, and you'll see who you are. You will know who you are. The real you will appear. I promise you that.
I'll look into it. I promise you that.
Yeah, you got to stop thinking that you're your job, you are your past, you belong to Jesus or God. You're this or that. You got to get rid of all ideas and thoughts about who you are. Then you will know who you are when you know who you're not. All right?
All right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
You're doing it every day or night?
Every day.
Okay. How about night?
Every night.
Okay. Here's what I recommend for you, Samuel. All during the day, except when you're doing your physical work, you got to keep your mind on your work for sure. That's physical thinking. But during the day, always know where you are and what you're doing. Don't be in your head thinking about the past or the future. What if this happened or that happened or don't happen or will happen? Always know where you are and what you're doing. You will come to know you and God.
Okay.
Don't be in your head. That's where evil dwells, inside of your imagination. And it makes you think you have a past or a future when you really don't. All you have is now. All that is real is right now. Everything else is an illusion.
That's good insight. I get that.
So work on
it.
Practice staying present. And if you get caught up in your head and you forget where you are, you're not aware of yourself walking down the road or reaching your hand for the salt and the pepper or putting food in your mouth. God said, Christ said, when you eat, eat to remember and not to forget. When you sit down for a meal, you may pray over that meal, but after that you forget that you're eating a meal until it's over. Practice being present. And you will be with the Father, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
appreciate your insight, man. I really enjoy watching you. And I got one thing that I wanted to say,
okay.
ask you about, if you don't mind taking too much time. But
right.
So I'm at church yesterday, and this preacher is preaching tongues, right? And he's up there speaking in tongues, or whatever you call it. And he says that if you don't speak in tongues, it's because you don't believe in God. And I don't understand the Bible saying that you speak tongues as unrecognizable speech, gibberish, whatever you call it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but the best way I can explain it is these syllables being said and it doesn't make any sense. And people get excited and they do it. And the way I understand it from me reading the Bible and my own conviction of understanding the Bible is that it was implemented to, you know, these disciples and apostles of Jesus to go to speak to foreign lands in other languages so that they could hear the gospel of Jesus. And, you know, I feel kind of like 99% sure I'm right, but then these people, they keep doing it, and they keep speaking in it, and they keep promoting it. And what do you think about that?
Speaking in tongues is straight out of hell, and it has nothing to do with God. The truth is the light, and the light is always clear, and you don't need somebody else there to interpret it for you. The light speaks to you. So speaking in tongues, they're speaking to Satan. Intellectually, Satan has told you that that's what it is, and it has nothing to do with God.
How do you communicate that to someone? I guess, you know, like I see you, man, you don't care, you offend someone, and you have a good, quick mind to refute or, you know, just have a conversation with someone. I'm the type of person, or once they start, you know, arguing with me or whatever, because I have confronted people before, and they get aggressive, you know, about it. And it's just like, what do I do with that? You know, it's like, okay, believe what you believe.
Right. When they get mad or they don't want to hear it, okay. Because they have a right to reject it. They have a right not to want to hear it. And then you would be wrong to try to impose it on them. God doesn't impose himself or the truth
on
100%. Anyone. So, like, if they don't want to hear it, don't get mad at them about that. They have a right to stay in their misery. So just say, oh, okay, thank you, and goodbye.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Do you, are you still a preacher?
Not anymore, no, sir.
How did you stop being a preacher?
Well, the church that I was going to, this is some pretty personal stuff, but I guess nobody knows me. Well, I was going to a church and going to school to...
Well, you don't have to tell your business, but I'm just saying, if God called you to be a preacher, how can any situation or anyone take you away from that?
Well, maybe he didn't call me to be a preacher in a church,
right?
Because it didn't happen, but I went to school for it. It was one of those outreach evangelistic Pentecostal type churches, and they, you know, pushed everyone to learn how to preach and how to hit the streets and how to communicate the gospel to people. And I pursued it with all my heart. And, you know, 6 years later, I'm next to the pastor preaching at many different venues. Hello?
No. Yeah, we're about to come to a break here. We're at the top of the hour. But listen, you practice being present and don't hold anything against anyone about anything. They can help themselves. They're asleep. And just let the truth guide you. You'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Call me again.
Thank you for your time. All right. Will do.
All right, buddy.
Take care. God bless.
I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. My bad for a bad out. But I was talking to Samuel. Interesting. Back in a moment.
Baby, we got our own thing. She ain't skinny and I ain't tall. And that don't bother us at all. I run naked.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
some serious mess going on in this old weird world, such as Camp Mystic lawsuits. Is that the place where they had the floods? Camp Mystic, supposedly a Christian camp, doesn't sound very Christian. Mystic. Yeah, they had that those floods in like Central Texas or wherever that was back in July, 4th of July weekend, and climate change mess. And a head coach of the New York Giants was fired. That's a football team, not to be confused with the San Francisco Giants, the baseball team. Am I right? I think. And other stuff going on over in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Country and Western Tuesday. Yeehaw. November 11th, AD 2025. There is one line open, actually. You. Yes, you. If you're listening live or within the five-minute range of this, can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air, if you're young or old, with JLP. Nice. In the third and final hour of today's show, all right? JLP will be right back. More great stories and your super chats. Much appreciated, guys and gals. Guys includes gals, actually. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting on how cold it is. I told you that it's the coldest in Florida in the fall. Expected to be like 30 degrees. It was expected to hit 30 degrees early this morning. Coldest has been in the fall since 1976. Washington, D.C. and New York City likely to log their coldest morning. Since if they haven't already, I guess. Since an Arctic blast developed over the eastern half of the country on Sunday, D.C. expected to wake up near 30 degrees. I wonder if they did. New York City, close to freezing. That was reporting early this morning before the coldest part of the morning. And the families of seven campers and two counselors who died in the catastrophic flooding that swept through Camp Mystic this summer. It had flooded there before, too. They're suing the Texas camp, Camp Mystic, and its owners, accusing them of gross negligence, according to three lawsuits filed Monday. I guess it's kind of a lesson not to just blindly trust companies or authorities or anything. Look for yourself, you know, kind of keep your wits about you. I don't know how you would know necessarily, but anyway, down in the lowlands, water rises fast. This marks the first legal action taken by the victims' families against the camp since the flooding that claimed their daughters' lives, because it was a girls' camp. More than two dozen campers and staffers, the quote-unquote Heavens 27, because they went to heaven, they think, or they're saying, or something. As they are known, they died on the 4th of July after torrential rainfall caused flash flooding at the 99-year-old summer camp in Texas Hill Country. The flooding killed at least 136 people across the region as parts of the Guadalupe River rose from about 3 feet to almost 30 feet in 45 minutes. Woo, that is some deep stuff. Anyway, climate change. The planet's biggest climate conference, COP30, has kicked off with representatives from more than 190 countries descending on the Brazilian country or city of Belém, B-E-L-E-M, or maybe it's Belém, I don't know. They will spend 2 weeks deep in negotiations on how to halt catastrophic climate change. What a joke, huh? The stakes of the summit are high. Last year was the hottest on record, capping a decade of unprecedented heat. How do they know it's unprecedented? Data shows that global warming is fueling stronger hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. That's what data shows. Notably, the Trump administration will not be sending a high-level delegation to the summit. Follows a pattern of disengagement with global climate action, commie buzzwords, that began with the Trump administration withdrawing from the United States from that Paris Climate Accords mess that Obama put us in. Back in January. Very cool. And then Biden put us back in it. And then Trump took us back out, making America great again. I'm James Hake, JLP.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, for those who want it, you want to know yourself. For those who don't want to know yourself, right on, go your way. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know? And you can know for sure. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't, because we are heard around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black, their mama if you're white. And we're heard around the world if you're a round earther. And we are heard up and down the world if you're a flat earther. So everybody's satisfied. What's up? So if you got to run around, you can podcast the show, of course. But you can listen to the show on your phone, no matter what you're doing and where you are. You can listen to the show, working out or whatever, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesday's always my favorite, one of my favorite days. Every day is a favorite day. But I like Tuesday because it reminds me of the good old days when America was America. And I do want my country back, even though it's not coming back. But it is all my life. I've been by. It is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad, if I could let them all go them to God, well, maybe you take this anger from my soul, and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see, and I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. I love that song. What now? All the way from Alaska. Thank you for that song. A Spiritual Battle. explanation is not condemnation. Explanation is not condemnation. You want an explanation, not condemn. Amazing, huh? This is from KOMO News. A man who admitted to shooting a woman in front of a granddaughter at a Covington, Washington ATM was sentenced to 11 years behind bars. Watch this.
I'm a prisoner in my own community, no longer comfortable out in public.
In front of a Kent judge and the man who shot her, Tina Rothert recalled her attack at an ATM in front of her 10-year-old granddaughter, Haley, who she had adopted as her daughter.
She was and still is the reason I have not given up.
She urged the judge to sentence Colby Delamar to the maximum of just over 12 years in prison to close this chapter of her life. The surveillance footage from April 2024 played in court, showing Delamar and another man approaching the 65-year-old grandmother with a gun as she tried depositing a check. When she refused to pay up and called for help, that's when she says he shot her three times and she fell to the ground in front of Haley, who saw it all from the car.
She should not be carrying the level of anxiety that this has caused her.
After many speeches from Rothert's family, her Seahawkers Booster Club friends, and Delamar's dad and brother,
I strongly believe that chemical activity played a part in this.
Delamar broke down in tears and apologized.
Deep down, no amount of time will fix what I've done. Tina, I want to ask you if you would please accept my apology as a young person for the traumatizing things I did to you.
Judge Sandra Woodland said she considered Delamar's age of 20 years when handing down a sentence of 11 years behind bars.
It is my hope for you and for the community that you spend every day really being the person that they see in you.
Amazing, huh? Blame it on the drugs. Blame it on the rain. You got to blame it on something. Blame it on the rain. What a mess. The races don't work. Integration is not the way. Separation is the way. And let people come together when they want to and if they want to. There should not be a law that says you got to integrate. It doesn't work, folks. White people can't even go to the teller. Walk up teller. But they can do it in a white world. They cannot do it in a mixed world. It doesn't work. White people not used to living like this. What the? This is from the hood. This is not white. If you notice, in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, and white people didn't, if you came to the, moved into the hood with their mess, they leave out. They move somewhere else. That boy better be glad she survived. I mean, shot her three times. That's amazing. And she survived. And the daddy wanted to blame it on the drugs. What kind of daddy is that? You got to blame it on somebody. My will, blame it on the rain. The races don't miss. White people are not used to living in the hood. I was in an area the other day. Nice, bright, sunshiny day. White people walking around, up and down the streets. Everything all clean and pretty. And they weren't worried about anything. Amazing, huh? So what they should do is the judge that gave the boy 11 years rather than 20, she need to go to prison and do the rest of the year, the 20 years thing. because she did the mama spirit on the boy. And that's what keeping people evil is, that they can't admit that they're evil so they can be forgiven by God. What a mess, huh? Robbing this lady, or trying to at least. And I mentioned this before, like when I was doing radio, I was mentioning how the black so-called leadership and others would tell the black robbers and the ones that hurt you, don't do it in your own hood. You need to go to the suburbs and do it. They said that for years. Go to the suburbs. And now it's in the suburbs. It's in the suburbs now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jimmy out of Canada. Jimmy, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jimmy.
Amazing.
Amazing. Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, man, when are you coming back?
I am coming. That's a part of my question.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so first started listening to you about a year ago. Forgave my parents. I called you up and talked to you about experiencing perfect peace for 10 days, or the voice in my head just kind of totally shut up. And then it came back to me, and I called you up and I was wondering about that. You didn't really give me an answer. You asked me what I thought it was. It took me a while to figure it out. But some time has gone by since then, and I've realized that the anxiety and the panic attacks that I've developed later in life, I've been cured of now. I don't have any more dread. Now I just... confused like everybody else.
Yeah.
And so there's that. About coming down there, do you have any renovations you need done? You got a bathroom that needs to be updated?
Yep.
All right. That's something I could offer when I get there.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Go ahead.
Now, are you still listening to the thoughts that are bringing, that will bring on stress and things, or have you given up listening to thoughts?
Oh, yeah, no, I register them now. But, yeah, when I mean I'm like everybody else now, I hear the thoughts of doubt and that kind of stuff, and it's easy to ignore, but
right,
it's no longer like having a physiological effect on me. So.
Right on. You stay with the silent prayer then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm catching my thoughts all the time.
And Jimmy, you haven't seen anything. If you stay with it and practice being aware of where you are and what you're doing, you will have a clear mind. It will be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy. Any other questions?
Yeah, I was wondering if you were still considering training street preachers as well.
Training them?
I remember you talking about wanting to maybe get people out there on your behalf.
Oh, I don't remember that, but no.
No? Okay.
No, I don't know what you mean by training them.
Mentoring somebody on how to do your message on the street.
Oh, I see. No, I haven't. I've been so busy, I forgot about that. But are you interested? Are you a preacher?
No, I'm not a preacher. But since I started watching you, I went through your entire archive footage. I've got through all of it. 280 something videos there. I did that in like 3 months. I've been in church five times a day for 3 months.
I know what you're referring to. We started a network, Punchy Network, Punchy.tv. And it's a 24-hour network, and it's all men only talk for 24 hours a day. You mean that,
okay.
Right? Maybe that's what you're referring to.
I know you had that going on too, yeah. Yeah. But
well, let me smoke on it because I don't remember what you're referring to.
Okay. And last question is Hake ever going to update more of the those archives?
Hey, are you?
I'm not sure. I have to find out which. I have to kind of dig through and find out where I left off and if I have any left over that are not up and things like that. And maybe I can get with Bill because Bill has more access to more archives than I have. Yeah.
You know what it is, too, Jimmy? We're so busy, man. It's like so much going on that a lot of stuff we had to kind of move away from in order to get other things done.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Right on. All right, buddy.
All right. I won't take any more of your time. Love you, Jesse.
All right, you too, buddy. See you when you come down.
All right, for sure.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brian out of Michigan. Brian, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Brian.
That's perfect. Hey, I just wanted to, I know it's not Bible Thumper Thursday, but I'll be at work Thursday. I won't be able to call you. And I kind of just wanted to, this is more for your listeners than really you, but it coincides with your path back towards God. And if nobody believed what you said in Genesis 3, the fall, I'm going to skip to 17 real quick. It says, to Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. And then it goes through all the cursed is the ground because of you, and the ground will produce thorns and thistles, and you will eat the plants of the field, and by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are. And then I just wanted to touch real quick on worldly wisdom. And everybody that lives in the world, a lot of them feel that they're real smart because they have worldly wisdom. This is James 3. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in his gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in everything and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And Donald Trump, the great white hope, he's the peacemaker.
You can say that again. He is amazing.
And then you were talking about the IVF, is that what it was?
Invert. Yeah, it's fertility.
Yeah, Trump made a he like signed an order, an executive order to make that more reachable for people that so-called can't conceive. Wouldn't that be, I'm not saying that it would be God, but maybe the doctor. Wouldn't that be playing God?
It would.
Right.
It's just, to me, I think it's just another money-making idea that people use to make money off people. I remember when I was working at another location, I was dating this girl, and she could not get pregnant, and she was like, Jesse, I want to have a baby. I want to go to a fertility place. And she wanted us to do that. She wanted them to take her egg and put it in a tube thing and make a baby so that she could have a baby for me. I'm like, I don't want no baby like that. What? Either it happens naturally or it doesn't happen at all.
I remember when I was a young boy, I don't remember what year it was. I'd have to look it up, but I believe when I was a young boy, they had the first test tube baby. It was like in the mid-70s, I think. And I thought as a young kid, how's a baby going to grow in a test tube? You'd have to. But yeah, people, I think it also says in the Bible, people will have itching ears for earthly things and people that'll take them away from the truth and give them that worldly type wisdom.
You're not supposed to want for anything, and you're definitely right. Not supposed to want for a child so badly that you just do anything to get one like that. And because you put that before God, you should want the truth above all things and let the truth add to you. Brian, I appreciate your call, man.
Real quick, let me answer your biblical question.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
When I don't seek what my heart desires.
Okay.
Because the heart's evil.
That's for sure.
Unless you're working on yourself.
Yeah. Have you overcome evil?
I don't think so. Not totally yet.
And why don't you drop your anger?
I have dropped my anger.
So you never get angry anymore?
Well, no, I'm not going to run around that tree with you. No, I still get angry every now and then.
So why don't you drop it then so that your heart would be changed from evil to love?
Once again, that's that evil in the heart.
So why don't you drop it?
I'm working on it. I'm working on myself.
And how come you won't just drop it? Why do you need to work on that?
I guess the thoughts overcome every now and then. The thoughts of being angry and, like you say, we shouldn't judge people.
Right.
For a short period in time in my mind, I'm judging, and I don't know that person. I don't know what's going on with them.
And so, have you gone and forgiven your mother and all that?
Yes, I have. My father's gone, so I couldn't tell him in person.
Right.
But I can remember years ago after he passed, my mom would tell me that, oh, your dad was so mean to you. And I used to tell her, well, Mom, I don't hold that against him. Right. And this was before I found you. But I used to tell her, he did the best he could do with what he knew, and I don't hold it against him.
That's right. What an evil woman. Well, I'm glad you forgave her.
Yeah, I did. I talked to you a couple of months ago, I think, and I told you that I got Mom out of the house. She was living with us.
Oh, God.
It was really coming between the wife and me.
Of course.
It hadn't really come between us, but there was a lot of talk.
Yeah.
On my wife's end. It was more my wife taking care of my mother than it was me, because I have to go to work.
Oh.
So it was my wife that was doing most of the care, and I don't know. Maybe because I listen to the woman, I'll suffer.
Absolutely. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. But amazing, man. Well, drop the anger, Brian, and be free.
I will do that, Jesse.
All right. And thanks for the early Bible Thump of Thursday.
You're welcome. The only reason I read that out is because we live in this world, and there's a lot of earthly wisdom out there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the truth.
Not at all. Amazing. Right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
You have a well and blessed day, Jesse.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Lord Spike Protein with a very generous controller doing his punches and kicks and says, super effective.
Nice. Thank you.
Video game controller, that is.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. Shemsu Anu is a member, a monthly member on the YouTube channel, says, don't quit your day job.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you. And good advice.
And our Maria says, I don't enjoy Jesse's singing either, like his friend mentioned.
I know. My friend texted me and said, why don't you stop singing? Stop singing.
And with that, from Kid
Combo. Like, don't be jealous, friend. What? No.
Kid Combo with a diamond.
But thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Kid Combo says, each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
Oh, yeah.
Musical notes emoji.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. But of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. He imagined that somebody else's woman was his. Well, she was just walking down the street. What the? Amazing. Temptations forever.
Code by Money says, Jesse, what do you think of a country that hosts COP30 having an already deforested almost 500 kilometers in just a few months of 2025? Explain this. Referring to the climate conference that's going on down in Brazil.
Oh.
I didn't know about that. Code by Money.
Me either. I have no idea about any of that, but I do know that climate people are insane.
Indeed.
You got to be insane to be a climate person. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
And Nathan XTZ, also a monthly member on YouTube, says, just a thin pizza book, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide.
I highly recommend that. It's a little thin pocket guide, and I wrote it, and it's only 7 guaranteed steps to family, finance, and spiritual success. 7 steps. And if you do them, you can't fail. But most people are not going to do it. Most people won't even do the silent prayer. They won't stay with the silent prayer. Be present. And God said, pray without ceasing, to always be present. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe.
I will sign the book for you. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop.
JLP Talk product idea, Punchy's Tea. Have an artist image of the JLP in one of those Asian rice-picking pointy hats.
Nice.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe. And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Thank you, Rockin' Roscoe.
We'll have to read the rest.
Amazing. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on pure.net. Back in a quick moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. and he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Come all you young rounders, and a story I'll tell of the promise of heaven and the warning of hell. But take heed where you ramble.
Country and Western Tuesday. Beyonce ain't country and Western. I know country and Western when I see it, and it ain't Beyonce. What the Hake Report coming up at the top of the hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11 Pacific time. From 11 to 1 p.m. Check it out. And check out Punchy's TV. Amazing stuff. You can podcast. PUNCHIE.TV. You can podcast. Amazing, huh? And then like this video. Hit like. I appreciate it, really. Thank you. Hit like. Right now. Amazing. Support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Christ is King. Thank you in advance. All right. I do appreciate it. I'm losing my voice, and I got to take 3 hours on a Father's Day today. What's up right after the show? That's a whole lot of talking. 3 hours of the radio, now 3 hours of the Father's Day, brand new episodes. So I'm going to relax a little bit here. All right. Let me go to, Tim, a first time caller out of, Connecticut. And I see here, Tim, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tim.
I just had a very simple question. I've been watching you for a while. How much personal hell does one have to go through before one finds that perfect peace for what you've been talking about?
You got to go through all of it. You got to go straight through hell, and you got to endure it without complaining, without asking how long, or even saying, I want this to be over. You have to just endure it. And on the other side, Tim, I promise you, is paradise, eternal life, right on the other side.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on that? Like, because my only understanding of existing is living in the theater of my own imagination.
Yeah.
I used to pride myself on that. When things got difficult within my family, I've seen people choose to be crazy. I've seen people choose to do things with themselves. And what I did was, as I went into myself, and I went into my own imagination, and I thought that was the safest place to go. But the older that I got, I just I lost my relationship with God. So I don't know how to get back to that. So I had forgiven my mother. I spoke to her. And I was terrified, like you said. I had to Skype her because she's in a different state. And she was just grateful that I was talking to her. And I said, I forgive you for what you've done. And you can only do your best. And then I said something that I don't even think I said. I said, it was wrong of me to judge you.
Yeah.
And I said, I just wished you ill, and I wished other women like you ill. And I said, and that's been killing me my entire life. So I can't forgive my father because he does not wish to speak with me. So I don't know how to make peace with that one. But inside, I'm all over the map, and I don't know how to settle it in. I've been doing the silent prayer on your video, and I had realized that I had been doing that all my life. Like, my whole family wanted me to go to church and hoop and holler and jump around and dress up and get on my knees and show the congregation that I'm doing things, when all I had to do was just sit alone in a chair and let go and listen. And every time I did that, my mother would just barge in the room and just throw chaos at me. So the older I got, I just found ways to kind of do that. And then I turned my back on him completely, went into my imagination, and my whole life fell apart. And I have like some shame on turning my back on him. Would that also dissipate?
Yes, because you have never turned your back on him. You're talking about an illusionary self, a false self. You have not returned, you have not turned your back on him. That's impossible for you to do. But the ego nature, which is not your own, is making you think because you believe thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you believe the thought that told you you turned your back on God. And then it lied to you, it tempted you, and then it condemned you. It made you, what you think is you feel bad about turning your back on God. It was all false nature, false identity. It was never you. It was the spirit that made a home in you when you became angry. So what you do now, if you really want to get past this, when those temptations come, those thoughts come to think and feel, don't do anything about them. Just be aware of them. Don't argue with them. Don't deny that you're seeing these thoughts and feeling this way. Just live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, eat with it, and do nothing about it. And that's what it means to go through hell, because those spirits, which are evil, that made a home in your mind and emotions, but in the mind, and then because you can't have the emotion unless you have the thoughts first, they are going to have a hissy fit if you don't react or do anything about it, don't call it you, and they're going to scream out, how long? This is too painful. What are you doing? This is not working. Where's God? This is too long. When would it end? That's not you screaming. The spirit of evil, they are screaming because they don't want to have to depart from you and have to go and find another apartment to live in. They are limiting you, and they live in human beings, and that's why human nature is so wicked. So, but do nothing about it, Tim. Let it happen and go about your day, go to work, have your meals, but do nothing about what's happening in the mind and the body, and you— and that's what it means to go through hell, the hell of loneliness, the hell of suicidal thoughts, the hell of fear and resentment and anger, the hell of revenge, the hell of whatever, right? Live with it, but don't call it you, and you'll be fine.
Will I find who I am when I find God?
Yes, you will, without a doubt. It's impossible not to remember who you are and know God. You will know, absolutely.
All right, well, my last question is, how did you know I live in an apartment?
I don't know. Well, I would call it a body apartment.
But listen, Jesse, thank you.
Before we run, do you understand you got to live with it, sleep with it, eat with it, but don't call it you? That hell that you feel, those emotions are hell. Those thoughts are hell. You got to go through that, and then it will be taken away from you. I promise you that. They have to leave the apartment, meaning your body, your mind, and because they got to go find a place in someone else, inside another human person. But they will leave you, but you got to let it happen. The light will do it for you. Is that clear?
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah.
And don't worry about how long it's going to take or cry out that it's too painful. They want you to do that because they need you to react. They want you to believe that it's happening to you, but it's not happening to you. It's happening to evil, the darkness. And the darkness cannot handle the light. The light is destroying the darkness from you, taking it away from you.
It's like there are 1,000 voices in my head.
There are 1,000 spirits. Every human being has more than one false identity.
All I have been is false my whole life.
Absolutely. But you don't have to stay that way. All right?
Thank you, Jesse.
Be patient and well-doing. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I love you, Jesse.
I love you, too. Stay with it.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. 888-773-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Antoinette bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Right on. Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day, Jesse and staff. Hang it. Hake, sing it loud and proud. And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Musical note emojis.
Amazing.
Smile.
Thank you. Hey, amazing.
Thank you, Antoinette.
Nice. Thank you, Antoinette. I appreciate it. And happy Veterans Day to you as well.
Someone bought 5 coffees. Loved your interview with Jake on Rattlesnake TV.
That was fun.
Indeed.
Jake's supposed to be coming to town soon. We'll have him on the show again.
L.A.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
In it, when he asked if you know God, you said yes, because I can see him. Can you explain more what it means to see the Father?
To walk by the light. When you're walking by the light, you're walking with the Father. Stay present. Stay out of your head about past or future, anything. Stay present, and you and the Father are one. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, someone in heat with yet another coffee. Jesse, did you hear how Trump assassinated the sacred Obamacare cow by reallocating billions of dollars in Obamacare subsidies from insurance companies directly to the people? Daddy annihilates the narrative of the left again, leaving them speechless. Greatest political reversal in history. Hashtag freedom over control. Hashtag keep winning. Hashtag Haker Anchor Baby, please cover it.
I didn't hear about that. What manner of man is this? And they call him king. Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Antoinette. Jesse, I had a warehouse job interview yesterday. Had to take a 3-part English comprehension test. As part of the test, I listened to a short story through headphones. Had to repeat it verbatim. Nice word. Into a microphone, of course. I passed with flying colors. Love the test because it's a great way to weed out non-English speaking folks who have to work with for years and are a real safety hazard in a warehouse. God bless the USA, making America great again. American flag emojis.
Right on. Congratulations and thank you. Right on. Nice.
Burhan, 3 coffees. Is the consciousness that is watching my life, events, feelings, thoughts, etc., the same consciousness that's watching the life of everyone else? In other words, does everyone have their own individual consciousness, or is there only one consciousness that witnesses all lives and things? Asks Burhan.
What's the question?
Is the consciousness watching my own life the same that's watching the life of everybody else?
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
I'll make it a little clearer because I don't want to just throw an answer out there not understanding what you're asking, either by calling in at 888-7753-773 or make it clear on the Super Chat. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Burhan.
Yeah.
Andrew T. from Derby, UK. Bought a coffee. A new saying for you, Jesse. Maybe for a T-shirt. While she's screaming, she's scheming. A great show, Jesse. Very entertaining and truthful. Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate your support. When she's crying, she's lying. I like when she's screaming, she's scheming, too. That's a good point. What the? Thank you.
On Cash App, it's Bond JLP. Isaiah says, thank you. I'm grateful for Bond.
Thank you, Isaiah. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Yes. Stuck in New York, gifted the can on Pilled. Amazing. Thank you. Stuck in New York.
Amazing. Thank you. Stuck in New York.
Anthony L. gave a sticker with cool sunglasses, a smiley. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Nice.
David says, doing God's work on Cash App. Nice. And Daniel.
Thank you for helping us to help others.
Just a little bit for helping, says Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Charles, hey, Jesse, did you see how the Democrats used the government to shut down, to use it against the Republicans to win this past election? Miraculously, they signed the bill to get the government working after the election results. How evil are these Democrats?
The Democrats were so sure that they were going to keep it shut down long enough where the folks would believe that Trump did it. What the? And it didn't work. You don't understand what you're dealing with in the great white hope. The wind and the sea obeys him. My friend said, it wasn't just my imagination that it was like fingernail on a chalkboard. Chalkboard. The singing.
Yeah.
What the? He's so jealous.
Nails on a chalkboard is irritating to some people.
Don't be jealous, buddy.
Jesse says, and heat. I feel a song bubbling in my soul today. Treble clef emoji, musical notes. Mike, I don't mind if you unravel me as long as you sew me up so I don't bleed. Sewing emojis and waving tan hand.
Amazing. Thank you.
I wish I knew the melody.
Yeah, I've not heard that one. Not that I remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Sort of rings a bell, but Eric 5, he who cares less wins. Don't be a care bear. Who cares? Heart bear.
I rest my case. Nice. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe from Richard in Germany. Shout out to my fellow American veterans who have served. Our America is not gone just yet. As long as the great white hope is there, love y'all and stay with it at quadruple exclamation mark.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Stephen S. gives a sticker of this gal with blue skin and purple hair, pounding the ground and kicking the floor and saying LOL, laughing out loud.
Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chills, monthly supporter on Rumble. Now sing Up on the Roof, The Drifters, by The Drifters.
I know that song, but it won't come. I know I hear Up on the Roof, but I can't hear any more of it.
Yeah.
But I do know what you're talking about. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, your thoughts on the tariff checks? $2,000 at least.
I can't wait to get it, Mike.
Yeah.
My tax dollars coming back.
Nice.
I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
y'all. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go to first time call out of Kentucky. Brandon out of Kentucky. Brandon, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? I just had a quick question. I've been watching for a while. I was wondering when you were going to finally open up about your homosexuality.
Real soon, I mean, Brandon. You hang in there. And in the meantime, you open up about yours. That's a dumb question. Some questions are dumb. That's one of them. Thank you, Brandon. Let me go to Michael, a first-time call out of Virginia. Michael, you are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, sir?
All is well, Michael.
I'm a Christian. I agree with you on pretty much everything but climate change. Now, I think that's real. And as we know, man corrupts everything God made. So I believe that, yes, obviously man can destroy the planet.
How?
You know, we got to quit being liberal and political.
I'm sorry? Repeat that.
We got to quit being political. You got to choose God, not Republican or Democrat.
And what is climate change to you?
Well, climate change would be something, man, like cutting down all the trees, putting carbon in the air, whatever is destroying the planet. You know,
but
that's
we need the trees to build,
right.
To make firewood. We need the trees. So how is that climate change?
Well, no, you're right. We do need a certain amount. But what does man always do, Jesse? He takes more than he needs. That's just a fact. The only creature that God ever created, and we know God created everything, but the only creature that doesn't listen to God, and we know this from the Bible, you got to agree with this, is man. Man always betrays God. We have a certain amount we're allowed to take. The Bible tells us this, to feed ourselves, to clothe ourselves. But what does man do? We cut down more to make boats and giant mansions.
Well,
no,
that's
you
what the trees are for. What do you think Brazil? What do you think about Brazil hosting the climate change summit?
Well, I don't agree with all the stuff the liberals are doing, but you still need to have, you know, common sense. Like you said, the Bible tells
us. I agree with you. You're right. Common sense. You drop some paper on the ground, you pick it up, and you put it in the trash.
What about the millions of gallons of oil they dump in the ocean? You don't think that hurts the fish? Come on now. Come on. That's common sense, Jesse.
Amazing. Where are they dumping millions of barrels of oil in the ocean?
You never seen like the thing on when the Deepwater Horizon blew up, all the oil? You think that's good for the fish?
You're talking about accidents that happens, right?
Right, but man created that.
I know,
correct?
But accidents like that are going to happen sometimes. That's not someone just.
You're right.
That's
you're
not
right.
Someone just dumping oil into the ground.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's an accident. It's still getting dumped, correct or not?
I know, but
and it man
has,
did
you
it.
Got to drill, right?
Why do you have to drill? Did the caveman need oil? No. Did Adam and Eve had oil, Jesse? Let's go back to the Bible. We're Christians, right?
So
in the garden, did you have gas pumps?
Michael.
Come on, man.
Michael, where are the cavemen now?
Where are the cavemen? They're you and I. They just evolved.
No, where are the cavemen now, Michael?
Where we are the cavemen?
No, where are they now?
They're living in a big mansion with electricity. It's man. Man was created by God.
So how can you be a Christian and a climate changer?
Well, I'm not a climate changer. Man is a climate changer. So they're not truly Christians because they're destroying the garden. I'm not a climate changer. I'm looking at reality. What happens when you pour gas on a flower? It dies. That's common sense, man.
Amazing.
You gotta quit being political.
Thank you, Michael. I gotta run because of time. Thank you, though.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Me, he said what? I am so out of time. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Your mama and your daddy. All right. and rebuildingdemand.com/silentprayer. Stay with it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on FDS3 says, Christ is king. FD3S, sorry. Christ is king.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eamon, 1916. No message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
David said, doing God's work over on Cash App. I might have repeated that one.
Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Shout out to Kid Combo One, Games for Rec, El Alacran, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank y'all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Brandon from Indiana. And somebody just dropped about the praying in tongue thing. I forgot the name. I am so out of time. Tomorrow is Black Excellence and Manhood Hour. Third hour is Manhood Hour Wednesday. First 2 hours now is Black Excellence on Wednesday. The Hake Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. Happy Veterans Day. And have a good one. I got to go into 3 hours, brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. Have a good one, folks. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you are not your thoughts, you don't create them, they are not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.